Ezzy, how tough was it to see Daniil go down like that? That's part one, and then part two is how do you feel like your team responded after that?
Well, the guys played hard. There's no question there. It's hard to see Daniil going down like this. He's been playing so good, created some momentum for himself and for the team, and just unfortunate. And we lost Bean in the third period, too. He's going to be out for a while. So.
You lose Gaudreau to, I assume, a short-term illness before the game. Is this feeling like last year to you a little bit, where you just had that unending crush? It seemed like every day you came to the rink and somebody else was either not able to play or you're losing people.
Been here for 3 years. It feels the same. For 3 years, we're highly injured. Something we need to talk about this summer. If there's anything we can do different, if, obviously. But, yeah, it's similar to the previous years.
How have you had to change how you want to play with so many guys out? Have you had to make adaptations to that?
Well, not the foundation, but how we approached it, how we managed the puck. We knew we were going to spend a lot of time in our D zone, so we saw some clips on our D zone coverage, making sure we keep them to the outside. But that's a heavy team. Like, getting the puck back was tough for our guys tonight. So, but managing the blue lines was a big component of tonight's game.
Haven't had a chance to see Jack Greaves too many times in the NHL, but every time that he's up here, it seems like he plays really well. I mean, just how impressed are you with his ability? I mean, tonight it's a relief performance, but I mean, just to be able to kind of handle the NHL.
Like, yeah, he's been good. He's been good. Every time we called for his help, he's been really good for us. And he competes hard. He's had a good season in Cleveland. But every time we played him, he's responded well. And tonight was a different kind of test, cold coming in the game. And but that's the process, just like for the other players coming in the lineup and making your way up there. You have to go through that. And so far, he's been pretty successful.
You mentioned injuries and how you adjust things tactically. How about up here and the spirit in the room? What have you learned about that over the last 3 years, and how have you responded this year?
Well, I really like, so we talk about habits, winning habits, and we have some non-negotiables that we need to do every night. But the guys, we approach it like, what do we need to do today to win this game? And that's, we just focus on that. I have to admit that the older guys are pushing, and they were yesterday at practice. They pushed themselves. It's just what we do every day that prepares us for a hockey game. The mindset has been right.
You mentioned that Jake was out for a while. Do you have any kind of update on Daniil?
No, not yet. Not for those reasons. No, yes, I do. No, that's, you know what? Adversity and challenges will define who you are as a person. Yeah, we get hit in the guts, right? In the gut right now, and how we approach that and how we fight through that is, these are great lessons. And we challenged our guys a few games ago how we're going to respond. And we had that game against Pittsburgh and Colorado. We played well. We competed hard tonight. The guys are showing a lot of character. And that's a big piece of the foundation moving forward.
Have you been surprised with the crowds, given your position in the standings and the injury difficulties?
I've been amazed by the crowds since day one. They've been supporting the team. The fifth line has been amazing. And can't wait to give them more wins during the season. So it's they deserve it. They've been just amazing for us. So surprised. A lot of people are asking, but I'm not surprised. They've been following it. And one part of our organization that is a real strength is our supporters.